This could be the biggest Olympic judge fail in the history of the Olympics. You know, we don't really follow everything.
Yeah.
We've been following snowboarding because the future of snowboarding, Joey Okesson,
yep,
is very near and dear to us right out of Southbury, Connecticut.
Yes.
Japan this time around has this crazy good team. Like, where did they come from?
Oh, really?
One of them had a run that included tricks that had never been performed in the Olympics ever.
Wow.
Now, you're going to hear our next guest, Todd Richards, NBC, call it. And as he's seeing all of this happen,
okay,
he's realizing this has never happened before. So listen to this.
But if he nails all the tricks that's in this line, we're going to see a score that is just almost 100. Triple once again. Nails it once again. Ayumu Hirano is from another planet. All he has to do is land this. It's over. If he can stop this trick out here, it's done. No one will touch that run tonight. No one will touch that run. That is going to be a 98.
He just went gladiator on the
field.
That
was the most difficult halfpipe run in the history of halfpipe that has ever been done.
Wow.
He destroyed this halfpipe. That run was something that we may never see again from anyone else. Unbelievable.
And now Ayumu Hirano has grabbed that torch, and the score comes in as a 91.75, second place behind Scotty James. Explain that to
me. The crowd.
What? Is there a mistake? Wait a minute. There's no way. There is no way. A 91.75?
Unreal. Unreal.
Uh-oh.
Unreal. Todd, you still don't believe it, right?
Well, you know, it's one of those things that, it was ridiculous. We had just seen history made. That first trick that he did, the triple cork, which is basically, it's full commitment from the second that you leave the lip, and it's completely blind. You're basically going off of feel. And if you don't get it right, you could die straight up. So it's that, you know,
How high in the air are you?
Well, he was probably almost 19, 20 feet out of the top of the half pipe.
That so is, you're talking and the half about, pipe's 20, right?
Wow. 22.
Yeah, okay.
22 feet. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if you miss everything, that's like a 50-foot drop.
Yeah, it's a good plummet.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're done. So, yeah. You know, that to pretty much 99% of the, you know, the core of snowboarding and anyone that follows halfpipe closely, that was the craziest run that's ever been done, and the judges blew it.
Huh. Not only did you say this has never been done,
right,
you said we'll probably never see this again. It was such a beautiful, perfect run.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, you know, you get these runs every once in a while that have moments of brilliance, but that run, just how smooth it was and how technical it was, that was truly, you know, unique.
Your reaction, and I want to say rage, after really made headlines around the world, and I think people really applauded you for being brave enough to speak your mind on, you know, network.
Call it out.
The network that's bringing the Olympics. Let me play a little bit of that.
Back at the men's halfpipe final, where Scotty James leads with a 92.50 over Ayumu Hirano, who just dropped a triple cork, a 91.75. Todd, you've been in this business competing for more than 30 years. Explain to me how that just happened.
As far as I'm concerned, the judges just grenaded all their credibility. That run, I've been doing this for so long. So long. I know what a good run looks like. I know the ingredients of a winning run. I know when I see the best run that's ever been done in the halfpipe. Try to tell me where you're deducting from this run.
It's I like how angry he says, nice. Deducting.
Every letter gets emphasized.
Oh,
every letter.
Every consonant.
Pronunciation.
Every vowel.
Deducting.
Oh,
try to tell me where
napping.
You're deducting.
Oh, and you go on. Go ahead. Play.
Deducting from this run. It's unbelievable that this has even happened. It's a travesty, to be completely honest with you. I am irate right now.
Because nice. This is a trick that no one else has done in the Olympics except him. And he didn't just land it, Todd. He landed it clean.
He laced it. That run, he greased. It's unbelievable to me that they're even like, what happened?
Yeah.
Did something happen? Did someone forget to put like a 7 in the jeez.
Wow. Tell us how you really feel.
Just for the record, I don't think I've ever used the word irate or travesty in a sentence ever before. It's just, things just come out.
And you used them together.
You kept it classy, though. It was awesome. You got mad, but kept classy.
Deducting.
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 Damn.
Deducting. Yeah. It was quite a night. And, you know, it's when it comes down to that, and the judges, basically, they have people's futures in their hands. It's not like a regional contest where the next weekend you forget about who won the previous weekend and you move on. This is like life-changing. So I have one job. It's to call it like I see it. They must be the guys doing the other job that maybe they're not doing so well. So it's I have to call it out. It's glaringly obvious. You have to point it out.
Yep.
What did they explain it? Is there an explanation?
Do they have to explain
it? I'm sure there's like 50 explanations, but, you know, this wouldn't have been such a big deal had they not. There was a kerfuffle in the men's slopestyle event as well, where they missed a screw up in one of the riders' runs.
Well, he was supposed to grab the board and he grabbed his knee. Right?
Oh. It was called Kneegate. That's like Kneegate. Yeah. So he grabbed his knees instead of the board, which usually should count as a fall. But the problem was the head judge went and admitted it. He admitted that they screwed up. So the guy that gets the gold now has an asterisk next to his name. And then all of a sudden that pops up again after seeing like one of the most incredible runs in halfpipe. The way that I kind of saw it was either A, you know, because Ayumu came down that 91, comes down again, the same judge gives him a 96. So he didn't do a different run. He did the exact same run. So either A, you know, they realize they screwed up and they're like, okay, well, we'll fix this on run number three. Thank God Ayumu landed.
Right.
Or someone's on their social media and seeing that the entire planet, you know, wants to drag him through the streets, which they can't be doing that either. You can't have outside influencing what you're writing down on the paper for the judging. So it doesn't look good either way.
Yeah.
So hopefully it won't happen again.
Who are these judges? How do you qualify to be a judge?
Well, I think, you know, you have to go to like a FIS training camp where, you know, you go through the different tricks and things and they sit you down. But I don't think the process is lengthy. And the problem is a lot of these guys are not, this isn't their real jobs. You know, they have other jobs. This is like a hobby. They're not getting paid.
That's not good.
Well, like a profession.
If they ask you, Todd Richards, to do commentary because you've done this before.
Yeah, you know the sport.
Why wouldn't they get judges who have done this before?
Yeah, makes more sense.
Well, I should say they are all snowboarders. They're all competent snowboarders.
Oh.
But, you know, it's not like they're just grabbing, you know, someone from somewhere. But, you know, they all have riding experience. They're all probably pretty good. I don't know any of them individually, but I imagine that would be one of the qualifications.
Now, when you said the judge changed his number. So there was one judge that scored it low, not low.
There was two.
Two.
There was two, but the American judge was the one that his score, like, leaped.
Oh.
Okay.
It's always, why do we always,
damn
can't
it.
We just,
right. Under the radar.
Can't we just be over here? Like, right. Can't we just, like, not make the radar?
Yeah. Why do we ruin it?
Can you fix
gets
that?
Mad.
Yeah, right.
Jeez.
Right, exactly. Jeez.
How did the network react to you going bananas on the air? Rightfully so, but, I mean, they're bringing the Olympics to the world.
They had a freak
How did
out.
They react to you?
Well, you know, I wouldn't be lying. I mean, I'd be lying if I said I didn't leave the booth that night thinking that maybe I just grenaded my own job. But at the same time, you know, I stood up for the sport. I stood up for, you know, what I thought was right. And so I kind of held my head high, but it took a long time because everyone's, you know, usually we get a call from the higher up saying how we did that night and what we can improve. It took a long time for them to get the call out that night.
Right.
And in that time, I was like, it's over. But eventually we got the call and they were like, we need 10 of you.
Oh, really?
Because no one's really, the people kind of don't really, we're living in such a, like a rubber world right now that no one really wants to give an opinion, you know?
Well, if you do, and it doesn't jive with the narrative or the group.
Yeah.
Well, Twitter can burn you down. You know that.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
Sure.
So good for you to have the guts to say, well, you know what? It was just such a real moment. You didn't have time to calculate that.
No,
I love that you said, this has never been done. We'll probably never see it again. That's a 97.
Yep.
Or a 98, whatever you said it was. And then it was.
Yep.
And then the pronunciation. And then the pronunciation.
Then I was deducting from everything.
Deducting.
You were deducting from your career.
That was a wet mic.
Yeah.
Yep.
Deducting.
Deducting.
Snowboarding is very lucky to have you. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Thank and, you. Yeah, thanks.
Here's that the kicker. I don't think anybody knows. You're calling these from Stamford, Connecticut.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Cool.
We were all supposed to go over to Beijing, and about a week before, just because NBC wouldn't be able to control what would happen. You know, say someone gets COVID, and you're just kind of taken to, you know, a place, and there's no like definition of where it is. You're just taken to a place, and you've got a quarantine. But at least if you're in Stanford and you get COVID, they'll bring a kit to your room, and you can call it out of your room. So they had more control over the situation. It totally made sense.
Your call at the beginning of is at the beginning of that snowboarder movie about the guy who like created snowboarding. I can't think of his name.
Oh, Jake. Yeah.
Yeah. And you watching Joey Okison saying, "Here's the future of snowboarding right here." Made the beginning of that.
That's
movie.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
cool.
I mean, Joey, it's great to see every few years there's a rollover of talent. Obviously, you get the crop of young guns that are coming up, and Joey's at the forefront of that. I mean, Sean White with his retirement, whether or not that's a real retirement or not, you know, you need this crop of new kids to start a new revolution of tricks. You know, we may not see runs that look exactly like Ayumu's in the Olympics again, but we may see runs that are even crazier based on new tricks or new criteria. And you know, I have a super soft spot for anyone that comes out of the East Coast and can make something of themselves in snowboarding, because that's what I did.
You're from Massachusetts?
Right.
Yeah. So it's, if you can bust through that and, you know, and you can ride back East and get your legs under you and make something of yourself, the sky's the limit. And I think Joey's on a fast trajectory now to make it.
Awesome.
What do you do when you're not calling snowboarding?
I'm surfing as much as I possibly can.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice.
Oh,
you're living the dream, Brian.
Nice. Look at you.
Much warmer.
Todd Richards, NBC.
I have my priorities straight.
Thank you. You're living the dream, man. And good for you for what you did. That
yeah.
was just a great moment. And now we're going to see other people do it as well. So I think you just, as that trick was unfolding and no one had ever seen that trick before, I don't think anyone had seen someone call an Olympic event and just call it for what's happening.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to see.
In the moment.
You're going to see more of that now. So two things happened in that moment that just started a new thing. That trick and what you did. So thanks.
Jeez.
And saying deducting. Yes.
Let's go. Enunciation is my legacy.
I'm going to work
deducting.
On that.
Deducting.
Deducting.
All right. Thank you, Todd Richards.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.